Sport.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello, I'm Ross Ellis. The local football season is back up and running. Truro City began their season with a 1-1 draw away at Margate in the National South League. More on that in a few moments' time. In the Peninsula Premier Division on Friday, it finished Plymouth Parkway 0, Godolphin Atlantic 1. The results from Saturday: Callington Town 0, Tavistock 2, Columpton Rangers 3, Newquay 3, Exmouth Town 0, Saltash United 1, Falmouth Town 1, Alberton Villa 2, Ivybridge 1, Launceston 2, Torpoint 0, St Austell 2, and Witheridge 1, Bodmin Town 1. In the West Division, Dobwalls 0, Penryn 2, Liscard 3, St Dennis 4, Plymouth Argyle 4, Bude 3, Porthleven 2, Millbrook 1, Sticker 1, Mosel 2, Weybridge 2, Plimstock 3, and Wendron 3, Vospers 0.
Truro City.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Margate 1, Truro City 1. It finished up in Kent.
Yeah, it finished here. Margate 1, Truro City 1. Truro would have taken a point before the game, but after missing that penalty on 80 minutes, which reduced Margate to 10, maybe you think they'd be disappointed not to take three. They've had chances to win the game after that as well. But an excellent gut performance from Truro, particularly in the second half when they went 1-0 down on 48 minutes. Danny Green got the end of his namesake Nathan Green's cross to flick the ball in for about 8 yards in the 48th minute to give the home side the lead. But Truro came back and showed excellent character, particularly with Isaac Mazzell, who was absolutely outstanding throughout the game. He was involved in the equaliser in the 65 minutes. His cross from the right-hand side, an excellent gambling by Aaron Dawson. He got front of the fullback Nathan Green to head the ball in from about 8 yards out. And then Truro had that opportunity again on 71 minutes herself. Saw a good effort saved by Nicky Ball, and a moment or so later again he went round ball, but the angle was all wrong and he put the ball just across the goal rather than in the minute. But they met instant on 79 minutes when they got the penalty again. Vassell's pace was too much for the Margate defence and he was brought down by midfielder David Hunt in the penalty area. Referee Paul Kelly pointed to the spot, but unfortunately the penalty was from Edward Palmer, was saved very well by Nicky Ball, the Margate goalkeeper, to go down to his right hand side. Truro continued to press though, and they were unlucky when Cody Cook smacked the crossbar on 89 minutes, and he also went close as well a couple of moments after. But a good performance by Truro. This will give them confidence as they go into the Vanarama National League South. Their longest trip of the season is over. They'll think they could have got 3 points, but they've got one. Margate 1, Truro 1.
Steve Tully, the Truro City manager, is on the line now. Steve, sounded like quite a game.
I think it's what everyone expects for a first league game, red hot day. Disappointed that I come away with 3 points.
Yeah, it certainly sounded nip and tuck at the end. When you got that penalty awarded and they had a player sent off, you must have thought, this is it, this is our moment.
Yeah, definitely. I think overall, I think we would have taken a point before the game, but the way the game unravelled, I thought it was very tough first half. It was nip and tuck between both teams. Second half, they come out and they started really well and they got a goal up. But as soon as they went a goal up, I thought the spirit in the team, it was all of last season. They stuck in there, they hung in there for another 5 minutes, and then I think the last half an hour we outpowered them, and we're actually very disappointed that we didn't win the game. The amount of chances we created, we could have won the game comfortably 4-1.
It's sounding a little bit breezy where you are. Were conditions tricky this afternoon?
Yeah, I think the wind just changed their second half. It just started, the wind picked up a little bit, but no, yeah, it was the same for both teams, so we'll take a point. I think it's been a long old trip, but we're delighted to come away with something.
Yeah, the major positives that you will take out of today?
Oh, major positives are the fighting spirit in the team, the way we reacted when we went a goal down, and never say die attitude that we've got. I think the last 20 minutes, if we're in a game, I think teams will know it because we never give up, and I think we're disappointed that we've drawn the game, which just shows what team we've built here, and we'll only get better.
Our reporter particularly singled out Isaac Vassell for praise. He said he was extremely lively today. Would you go along with that?
Oh, Vass was a beast. I thought the longer the game went on, the better he got. I thought his pacing behind for the last half an hour was frightening, and the two centre-halves couldn't deal with it. Obviously, they brought him down for the pen, and he had another couple of chances, and he was unfortunate not to score today, but there was a lot of standout performers. I think everyone stepped up to the mark when they needed to, and It just shows that we've come away from Margate, who are one of the favourites for the league, and we're disappointed with the draw.
Yeah, obviously the fixture's coming up thick and fast now. You've got a midweek game as well to immediately start preparing for. I trust you picked up no injuries today.
No, everyone's fit and well. It's how they recover between now and Tuesday, but they'll be all ready to go on Tuesday night.
And as for the travelling support, I know Truro City have a hardcore who always follow you around. And how many turned up today?
Well, I think there was about 100. I think the travelling support from all the fans was different class. I think to travel all this way on a Saturday in the summer shows great dedication, and the lads really loved it, and we do, and we really appreciate their support.
Well, Steve, you've got a long journey back now, and I'm sure you want to crack on with that and start preparing for your next game. Many thanks for your time. Well done on the result, and commiserations, it wasn't 3 points.
Thanks very much. Take care.
It was a big afternoon for Halston Football Club. They'd gained promotion to the Peninsula Premier League, and Peter Richmond was there for their opening day 3-0 victory over St Blasey.
History-making debut in the Premier League for Halston here in Killaway Park, seeing home side to secure a deserved win, 3-0. School of thought that the newcomers would be overwhelmed, but absolutely no way. 15 minutes in, the cross on the right from Jordan Adlard, not cleared by a hesitant Saints defence. Matt Fox netted. Territory possession over by the home side. Then on the 41st minute, a free kick, left side of the box. Woeful Saints defence. Up cleared. Mark Goldsworthy needed no second birding. 2-0 to make it the half-time score. Elton continued in the same vein in the second period. 3 minutes in, corner from the left. Head tennis in Saints box. Tom Cussell held home for 3-0. Then a purple patch followed for the visitors for the remainder of the half. But Tornado Bellow, Matt Drummond could make no inroads against the home defence. Final score, deserved win for Halston. Halston 3, St Blasey 0. Joined now by the manager of St Blasey, Bobby Oaten. Bobby, the look on your face, can I say the words disappointment, or can I put it politer, summertime blues for you, mate?
Oh, well, it's the first game of the season. I think in the way in which our preparation went this season, we done well in the pre-season games. We decided to play a particular formation in the first half. One of our players didn't turn up till a quarter of an hour after the game had started, which didn't help us because of traffic. But my version of the game, the first half, is that they deservedly were on top in the first half. And I think the second half we changed the formation. That made a difference. I don't think Halston had that many chances in the second half, whereas we had quite a few chances, especially, I think there was 3 chances in the last 4 or 5 minutes. So had I played the right formation in the first half, maybe things could have been different. But when you make a decision what formation to play, you usually do it on the basis of what you've seen through the pre-season, how that's developed, and you try and stick to that. And that's what I did, but had to change it at half-time.
It's a special time to have Sid Taylor. Sid, what a dream start to a new world for Halston Football Club.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a hard 2 months. We've worked really hard to put the ground together and get everything ready. We're about 95% ready today. We've got a few more boards and stuff. Then the opening fixtures drew me against my old side, St Blasey. So, I couldn't have asked for anything better, meeting friends and, such a great club. And then to come out and win 3-0, I couldn't believe it. I had to pinch myself, Halston versus St Blasey. Fantastic.
Unfortunately, you weren't with us when we did. We interviewed Bobby Oaten a bit early. As always, a gentleman of soccer. He was totally gracious in your deserved win and everything that he's seen here. And he spoke very highly of you. I was thinking of that because he hadn't been here and seen this. And your thoughts also, as of the St Blasey, one of your own teams coming here, and a comprehensive win, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought we caught St Blasey at the right time. They've lost a lot of players, brought a lot of players in. So it was a good time to catch them early on in the season, first game. But I think they'll certainly get a lot stronger and a lot better. They'll pick up different, one or two more players. And I'm sure they'll do very well. But for us, it was a great result. I thought we fully deserved it. The day's been absolutely fantastic. The club's really organised it really well. And like I say, it's just fantastic occasion. But it's where we want to be. And, we know one game, we've got a lot more harder games to come, and we've got, I take each point and fight for each point. And I think that was the biggest thing today, was our players' effort. It showed on the pitch. They've made a real terrific effort. They worked really hard and tried to play football. you know, at times we gave the ball away needlessly, but, you know, we're getting there and hopefully we might shock a few people this year.
Was that the style of football that you're hoping to imprint on Helsen, because it looked impressive up front? You struck from the midfield with pace and power, mate, to be honest, and you looked solid in defence. And I know Lewis had a superb game, but I looked at the mileage that a certain your star striker covered, to be honest, and some of the runs that Mark Goldsworthy come in from so deep on. But you seemed to have control, back, middle and front.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, defensively, we were a lot better. I thought pre-season, you know, we leaked a couple of goals here and there that we could have done a lot better. But I thought defensively today, you know, I call it back five with Jason in goal as well, was superb. They talked a lot more, organised a lot more. And then in midfield, we were creative and played the ball. And I thought the two boys up front, Bill Catron and Mark Goldsworthy, worked tremendously, never stopped working, kept going, and yeah. Got his just rewards with a goal as well come the end.